a small fishing village jutting out into the Gulf of Thailand. It may look like many others, but this one in Rayong Province has a unique perspective. It stares straight into the heart of Thailand's largest industrial gas complex. This is Muptaput, one of Southeast Asia's biggest petrochemical hubs. Within the special economic zone known as the Eastern Economic Corridor, this vast coastal area handles a significant share of Thailand's energy imports, gas processing, and chemical production. It depends heavily on pipeline natural gas and LNG, much of which normally flows through the Strait of Hormuz, now disrupted by the war in Iran. Muptaput is now at the front line of the global energy shock. Thailand is one of the most gas-dependent countries in Asia. Gas generates roughly 55 to 60% of the country's electricity. It's by far the single largest fuel source, well ahead of coal and renewables.
One expert told me that gas is the king of Thailand's energy and that it won't be getting dethroned anytime soon. But the Iran conflict has exposed the country's vulnerabilities to relying on an imported and increasingly expensive resource. It could challenge decision makers to take some pause before going headlong into even more gas projects here.
Gas is no longer the cheap bridge fuel it once was. LNG prices have roughly doubled with the latest tensions in the Middle East. It will push up Thai electricity bills over the next few months. And there's another hidden cost that is causing increasing concern among energy think tanks and environmental groups: air pollution from these massive facilities. Urban centres in Thailand are known to suffer from bad air. But a recent report from the Centre for Research on Energy and Clean Air has drawn stronger links between gas plants and worsening levels of toxic substances in the sky. It calculated 33.4 kilotons of nitrogen oxides, as well as sulfur dioxide and fine particles, would be released by current and planned facilities. These are substances that worsen respiratory disease and contribute to climate change.
To put that into context, that's comparable to the emissions from major urban transport segments in Thailand. So it's not a marginal source. It's operating at the same order of magnitude as some of the biggest pollution sources in the country. Now, the key takeaway is that gas may be cleaner than coal in some respects, but it's not a low pollution energy source, especially when it's deployed at this scale. Now, the key shift is moving from thinking about emissions in isolation to thinking about population exposure. Governments need to consider not just how much pollution a single plant emits, but where it is located and who is being exposed.
Nitrous oxides, or NOx, are invisible gases released by combustion. They are widespread and a potent driver of urban air pollution.
The gas power plant normally emits what we call the NOx, the oxide nitrogen, is the byproduct from the combustion process. No matter what you burn, no matter what you combust, it will emit NOx. NOx doesn't have the health impact. But we know very well that NOx can be the precursor for the secondary air pollutants like secondary particulate matter, PM2.5, and also ozone. And we found very high concentration of ozone, and of course PM2.5 in Thailand.
Pollution expert Sarawut Tepanon offered a more cautious view of the risks from industrial pollution. He says the industry is doing a good job at monitoring emissions and reducing community impacts, and that other sources are much more difficult to control. Critics argue the way gas is framed may be obscuring its real impact.
ผลกระทบต่อวิกฤตใดๆก็ตามโดยเฉพาะเรื่องของสุขภาพหรือ PM2.5 เนี่ยค่ะก็มักจะถูกโทษไปในที่อื่นที่มันเห็นภาพชัดเช่นการเผาในภาคเกษตรอะไรก็ตามอะไรเงี้ยค่ะแต่โรงไฟฟ้าก๊าซฟอสซิลเนี่ยกลับถูกละเลยไปเพราะเพียงถูกมองว่าคือก๊าซธรรมชาติและสะอาดกว่า
Thailand is somewhat locked into its gas pathway, experts say. Even if it's looking expensive and unreliable, it's going to remain the primary source of energy going forward. But the country does have options, should it choose to take them.
Of course, the most logical next step for Thailand is to ramp up renewable capacity addition as fast as we can. that will make some of the infrastructure that we already invested in gas and LNG, they might suffer from lower utilization. And yes, everyone will still need to be paying for that. There's no argument for us to build any more gas capacity than what is already done. Yes. My argument would be we can actually afford to be even more ambitious given the situation in the Middle East. I think it's a good opportunity to make the argument that relying on other countries in this fragmented world is leaving you vulnerable in terms of energy and security and resiliency.
Despite the headwinds, still, Thailand is planning to build even more gas capacity. In Cha Chong Sao province, this area is the proposed site of the Burapa power plant. After more than 15 years of delays and disputes, it was finally approved in October last year. Originally, it was meant to be a coal plant. Now, it will generate electricity from gas. For nearby communities, it was yet another blow to the environment in an already heavily industrialized zone for a facility they say the country doesn't need.
เราจะเห็นว่าอุตสาหกรรมก็ทยอยเข้ามาเรื่อยๆตั้งแต่การพัฒนาชายฝั่งทะเลภาคตะวันออกครับแล้วก็ผลกระทบเนี่ยก็เริ่มเห็นมาสัก20กว่าปีที่แล้วครับจากที่ชาวบ้านก็ใช้ชีวิตปกติประกอบหมายถึงว่าทำการเกษตรอะครับได้ผลผลิตดีนะครับแต่พอมีอุตสาหกรรมเข้ามาเนี่ยเริ่มเห็นถึงเรื่องปัญหามลพิษครับน้ำที่เขาเคยใช้ได้ซึ่งเป็นบ่อน้ำตื้นเนี่ยครับน้ำที่มันซึมมาจากดินแล้วก็มาอยู่ในบ่อให้เขาสูบขึ้นมาใช้ตักขึ้นมาใช้มันใช้การไม่ได้เหมือนในอดีตนะครับ
คนในกรุงเทพคนในเมืองก็เห็นควรว่าไฟฟ้ามีความจำเป็นไอเราก็ไม่ได้เถียงว่าไฟฟ้าไม่จำเป็นแต่อยากจะให้เห็นใจพวกเราคือที่อยู่ในรอบโรงไฟฟ้าที่ได้รับผลกระทบเรื่องฝุ่นเรื่องกลิ่นเสียงน้ำเสียพวกนี้ครับก็อยากว่าให้เห็นใจพวกเรา